Welcome to Starfleet Universe On Call. I am Paul Franz, owner of Franz Games. I run SFB Online, FedCom Online, and Starfleet Warlord. Just a reminder how to join us. We have a talkcast every Thursday night starting at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. You can either call on the phone, just dial 724-444-7444. Just follow the directions. The call ID is 17702. Or you can participate on the web. Just go to the TalkShoe website at www.talkshoe.com and search for call ID 17702. And if you need to contact me for any reason, my email address is sfuoncall@gmail.com. That's sfuoncall@gmail.com. If you want to reach me via Skype, my Skype ID is FranzGames, FranzGames. And of course, you can follow me on the Twitters. My account there is Paul Franz. So to find me on Twitter, just go to twitter.com/PaulFranz. That's PaulFranz. And of course, I have a secondary account called Franz Games, where I announce this podcast and, of course, announce news and client updates. And of course, this lovely talkcast gets turned to a podcast available on iTunes and various other feeds around the net, including Google Play and iTunes and things like that. Moving forward onto the news from A to B, coming up very soon is going to be the Juggernaut Destroyer is going to be coming to Shapeways. Also, Steve Cole is busy recovering, which is always a good thing, working on Shapeways, of course, the blogs, and doing graphics for the Zinni Master Starship book. Always good to see. And Steve Petrick was working on the Zinni Master Starship book and also the Gorn Master Starship book, in addition to working on updating the SAB modules. Gene was busy working on the existing ships on Shapeways, managing the Facebook and Twitter feeds, and also bashing the spam assault on the BBS and taking care of customers. Moving on to the SFB Online tournaments, we have, of course, the RAT 47 tournament, which is actually, we've got a finals matchup, which is awesome. Paul Graves just defeated Jared in the semifinal game. Just got reported today, really early this morning today, my time anyway. And so it's going to be Clayton Kruger versus Paul Graves in the finals. So we'll see how that all works out. Now, when it comes to the World League tournament run by Peter Bikia, no progress. Sorry. Majid Farsi and Craig, I forget, Craig's the call sign. I forget the guy's name. I did not write it down. I apologize. They have 9 turns in. They just didn't get any progress this past week. And that's a big surprise given New Year's holiday and all that kind of thing. I was glad to see that they got some turns in just the other week. So they do have some progress there. So Platinum Hat 2017 tree, of course, has been posted. There's actually 5 games that have been played on round 1. That's in addition to the games that were versus bye, and you know, bye can be a really tough opponent. And there's at least 1 round 2 game which has started, which is awesome to see. I'm waiting for my opponent to get to round 2. So anyway, I hope it's one of those people might be, well, Paul Graves. And I hope not, because he's actually a pretty good player, obviously, since he's in the finals for the RAT 47 tournament. And when it comes to Library Report, looks like all the people went on vacation. So they had a nice little holiday this past week. So that's fine. So we had no progress. Sorry to tell you. The percent complete is still 70.6. So with that is the news for this week. And it's me, yes, the one, the only, Paul Franz, welcoming you to Starfleet Universe On Call. And tonight, it's me. Gary's not here, which is fine. I hope Skype updates its app so that issue is fixed. I gotta see if I can report it. But anyhow, the topic for this evening is actually the future. Year in the future. I.e., discuss what plans are for ADB and probably SFB Online and Starfleet Warlord. I actually wanted to send out an email about the whole idea. Which is New Year's resolutions. And that's basically going to be the topic for this evening, is kind of a whole idea of what do we plan on doing for the upcoming year, which I think will be quite interesting in my mind. There's definitely some topics, of course, I'm tremendously interested in when it comes to what ADB is doing. Or at least, sorry, let's back up. But ADB is planning, because like all things, the enemy is time, and no plan last contact with the enemy. Now, when it comes to ADB, there's some it says goal, he marked these as goals for 2018, is what Steve Cole said in this posting to the discussion board. And if you're not on the discussion board, you're missing out. I understand a lot of people are on the Facebook, and Lord knows the problem is with Facebook, is it's fine if you keep an eye on it, but it's not really, their threading sucks. So it makes it hard to keep track of threads and what's going on in individual threads that people reply to you. So it's like, it's stupid. But anyhow, Steve Cole actually had a goal for 2018, which is get and stay healthy. I think everyone would agree that having a healthy Steve Cole is a good plan. That's a good step, because that means he can produce more products. And at the same time, we actually, like, as much as the curmudgeon he can be, we actually like having him around, because he produces wonderful products that we like to buy and he likes to sell. Of course, Captain Slogan number 53, big surprise there. The stretch goal, what he liked to do, is actually Captain Slogan number 53 and 54. Do I think he's going to make Captain Log number 54 within the year 2018? I don't think so. Invariably, the Captain Logs, they kind of stretch out just because of, in some cases, content is just not there. In other cases, it's health issues. Let's say that, just for giggles, let's say Steve Cole stays healthy. He recovers from the surgery that he has had. He's doing wonderful. So it's good to see that Steve Cole is getting better. Now, given that, I think he can get Caps Lock 53. I think he can easily go out the door. Guest 3, just to let you know, yes, there can be two Guest 3s, because Guest 3 Dave is Dave. It's a registered account. There's a big story behind it. I'm not going to discuss it that much, but the main reason is that he used to always get Guest 3. So he finally registered Guest 3 Dave. So anyhow, that's funny. We have a Guest 3 as the account, and oddly enough, his name is also Dave. This is kind of weird. Oh, funny. Definitely ironic. The next thing that Steve Cole wants to get done this year is ACTA SF Book 2, and Lord knows, basically, 2.0 versus 1.2, which is the current version. Lord knows, I'm sorry. Let's back up. That just sounds strange. When I'm talking about books, when I'm talking about games, when I'm talking about things that to actually have version numbers. What? I'm used to software. Software has version numbers. That's what software has. Books? I'm used to having this been updated on this date. Yeah, but version numbers? No. But he wants to get, which would be quite cool, Fed Admiral, which I'd like to see. Do I think actually will come out this year? Honestly, it might. I'm thinking latter half of this year. Also, there's two other things, you know, that Steve Kulls says, which is an SSB and a Fedcom product, both to be revealed later. Which is means that they don't know what the product will be. Obviously, one thing that will be continuing on this year, which is kind of obvious, which is what Steve Petrick has been doing for the past year or more, which is the whole idea of taking the current SFB modules and updating them to be, you know, up to date when it comes to like having Crawford boxes and making sure any errata is incorporated into the SSDs, incorporated into any rules, including like the R sections. Make sure those are all up to date. Just let you know, guest three. This is a game called Starfleet Battles. It's actually written. It's the design is based on the original Star Trek series. You know, from back in the 1960s. That's because of the licensing agreement. Steve Cole, owner of ADB, Amarillo Design Bureau. He licensed the material directly from Franz Joseph. You know, the whole, have you ever seen the Franz Joseph tactical manual? The tactical manual created by Franz Joseph. Because that's what Steve Cole licensed, which I think is, just, if you really think about it, it was pretty darn smart. Now, it's possible, well, I'm sure it was a heck of a lot easier dealing with Franz Joseph even at that point than dealing with whoever owns the Star Trek properties itself. Cool. I'm glad you know. Have you read it? You ever actually gone through all the pages? Because I've actually done that. It's really neat. I'm gonna probably keep it. I'm still keeping an eye out for like used copies on. I have not checked eBay lately, but there's a used bookstore that I actually picked up some old, you know, first edition Dungeons and Dragons books, which are currently sitting in my basement in a box. I got it just because of Dungeons and Dragons is what I used to play with some friends of mine. We played that for a little bit, then we moved on to Rollmaster, which I think is a heck of a lot better gaming system. Really, it was cool. And it was sad to see what happened with that. But anyhow, okay, move on. Steve Cole also wants to look into either revising advanced ops when it comes to this is FNE stuff, Federation Empire. What the FNE or Federation Empire is the strategic level game to SFB, which is a tactical board game where you're actually flying around the ships, you know, like ships that look like the Enterprise, which it's considered the Federation of Planets heavy cruiser is what the Enterprise, I think it was called, or was it considered a command cruiser, guess, Dave? So, you know, it's not freeform campaign. It's actually, the whole idea is it tries to duplicate what's called the general war, which is about that. So, that's what the rules kind of go on for Federation Empire. I just want to make sure that you knew what I'm talking about here. Federation Empire, there's two modules that Steve Cole would like to work on. Both would be a stretch. It's considered a stretch goal, i.e. it's possible, it's unlikely. He's going to probably choose one, which is either updating the planetary operations for F&E or Advanced Operations. One of those two. So that should be interesting. Hello, Southeastern Pennsylvania.
Hello.
Hello.
My name is Cindy. I saw your chat room and I wanted to join. How are you guys doing today?
Doing good. We're
talking about Starfleet?
Yeah, Starfleet. Actually, in particular, a game called Starfleet Battles, which is based off the original series of Star Trek.
Oh, can you tell me a little bit about it? I'm sorry, I'm new, and, you know, I like to try new things. I love video games, and, you know,
uh-huh.
Well, I wouldn't mind getting into some more.
Uh-huh, I understood. Actually, this is not a video game. This is truly old school, as in use counters and dice and things like that, an actual board game that you play on the kitchen table.
So this is like can you give me an example? You have like cards and stuff and kind of like that type of game. Mm-hmm. I think I played that before in my high school years.
Mm-hmm. Actually, there is one that actually uses what's called ship cards, which is called Federation Commander, which is an easier, it's a more simplified version of Starfleet Battles. Same basic concepts with, you know, you have impulse activity. You have also, in the case of Federation Commander, you actually have what's called subpulses, which define how fast you move or what, when you move. So Starfleet Battles is the kind of the big brother to it. Yes.
Yeah. So this is like a really old game because, you know, you don't see too many of these games nowadays. So this is very interesting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If you really want to get detailed, Starfleet Battles is great if you really like the idea of, it's going to sound weird, realistic game. Because of one thing that Starfleet Battles does is in the rules, it actually defines all the interactions for these different systems. That's why it's so large. The rulebook can be quite large, but the reason why is because it sits down and tells you, okay, these are the interactions of all these systems.
Yeah. Can you have sex in these games?
Nope. I guess in theory you probably could if you're playing the role-playing game, which is called Prime Directive, which is based off of use different engines these days. One's the D20 role-playing game engine. So there's GURPS, that role-playing game engine. You know, we got the different background material that's called the Starfleet Universe applies over top that.
Yeah. All right, that's all I wanted to ask. I'm just joking around, having a little bit of fun.
Okay. Okay, yeah. You have a good night.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
You too.
Yes, Paul Gregg.
What was that about?
Not quite sure. But, hey.
All right.
Kind of, you know. Not too bad.
Yeah. So I never really played, to be honest with you. I am definitely a fan of Star Trek.
Mm-hmm.
Just saw Star Wars, actually. I don't know if anyone saw that, but
I'm sure a lot of people. I just got to see it with my family this past week, which was
right.
Awesome. Still debating in my mind the movie.
Yeah, I, for a Disney product, I think it was pretty good. It was pretty generic, but I thought it was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Agreed. I think I was
disappointed. I'm not going to lie. I was disappointed. Yeah, I want to act like it was good, but I was disappointed.
Oh, agreed. It's not like the old Star Wars films, but it was much closer than the previous Star Wars film, in my mind.
That was Rogue?
Not Rogue One.
Rogue
not Rogue One. Yeah. The Return of the Jedi, I think it is.
Oh, you're right. Okay.
But anyhow, do you have any questions or just?
Yeah, I was just stopping in talk to you. I've been on here for a couple weeks now and kind of enjoy sampling what's out there. And is there anyone else in this room?
Yes. When it comes to talking,
I was just sampling, to be honest with you.
Oh, I understand. Yeah, currently you and me are the ones talking. We have some people actually in the chat room that are actually chatting. Not, overall.
What were we in? All right.
Yeah. That was weird. Okay. Okay. Oh, that was you. Okay. Okay. So, huh? Oh, okay. Got me confused. Okay. Why don't we continue on then? On what Steve Cole actually would like to see done and what his New Year's resolution is, which is to get all these products out the door for people, including have Gene finish the GURPS revision, which I cannot wait for them to update the GURPS edition of the Prime Directive, and also do their first traveler book, which I don't think I am. Sorry. I got this thing running in my brain, and I really shouldn't do that. I'm sorry. And that is that, if I call it correctly, the traveler book actually requires quite a bit of material when it comes to the traveler, which is you have to have all this background material. You have to have all these kind of the ships. You have to have layouts for ships so people actually can put, you know, pieces on the board. I'm not sure if that's not a restriction, but the prerequisite to have it is considered a traveler book if that's still there or not, or they've eased some of those restrictions or requirements. Sorry. Okay. See you, guest three. So it'd be interesting to. I would love to see the GURPS, as if anyone's been listening to it, it's heard me every single time I hear about Gene doing some more updates on the GURPS revision. I'm definitely excited every single time on the news portion of this talk cast. And Lord knows, I am excited about it. I will definitely be getting a copy of that, which would be totally awesome. Moving four more products to PDF, that would be cool. You know, I always liked having, as anyone who's listened to me long enough knows, when it comes to PDF products, i.e. kind of ebooks, electronic versions, I love to have an electronic version of any game that I buy. But if I want to learn a game, I need a physical copy. That's just, my brain works that way. Maybe it's just because of that's what I grew up learning and knowing. So therefore, I'm most comfortable, and therefore it helps me learn easier. But at the same time, come on. I guess the biggest thing is what's easy is, you know, you take a book, you put them beside you, you flatten it out so you can read the rules beside you, and then you look at the board, and you can manipulate the board. Even if you did the same thing on a computer, you're going to be going back and forth between two computer screens, which is going to kill your neck. That's one thing that I've decided that I don't like having multiple screens. I like having one large screen. Because I tried the multi monitor setups, and it just does not work for me. Because I'm always constantly looking for where is my window that I'm looking for. You know? Maybe I just wasn't organized enough. Whatever. But, you know, that's the way my brain works. I like having both physical and electronic versions. Especially because electronic versions, the greatest thing about electronic versions are, da-da-da-da, big surprise, searchability. If you can't search the text, it's not nearly as useful when it comes to buying games, that is. Obviously, there are some games that I bought from ADV, though, basically they're photocopied, scanned in pages from the rulebook. So they're not searchable. But also, most of those are small games. So no big deal. Now, if I really, really like the game that much, then what I probably would do is go and either first try OCR it and then see how well that did. And then if it did poorly, then type it in myself. Or, you know, take the OCR, which probably would do a pretty decent job, and then reread an update, which takes a little bit longer. But, you know, same time, when you're reading a rule book, you can reading rules, you know, from the OCR, you can, or come on, let's be honest, you know, when you read English and you're missing words, you see that the words are missing, you know, so no big deal. And lastly, actually not lastly, another one, which was build up the Shapeway store all the way up to 750 ships, which is a big goal. I do not know if how many are currently in the Shapeway store. I have to look that up to see how close they are there, because I know they have quite a few, but I know it's not nowhere near 750, and that's for the whole year. You know, that's from the by end of the year, so they've got 12 months to do that. And give me a sec, guys. What I want to do is see if I can look this up relatively quickly. I'm hoping so, because I really, really Shapeways project, Shapeways store. Yep, there it is. Awesome. Got the link. No, I don't have a bookmark anywhere for it, so leave me alone. Currently, there are 409. Ships, quote unquote ships. They're not really ships, because I'm looking at some of these and like game decorations, game room decorations. You know, they're kind of like ships, but they're not. You know, what else? Stands and toppers. There are six of items which are just stands and toppers. You know. Which is kind of cool. But there are six items right there. But so approximately they want to get another 341 items. Let's just say 341 items. More items for this upcoming year. Divide that by, let me just do one little quick calculator. 341 divided by 12. That means they need approximately 30 ships. Per month. That's on average. That means, actually, it's 28.42, which means, you know, it is overall, you know, 20, as I said, on 29 ships per month. That's average. In some cases, it's going to be less, sometimes it's going to be greater. So that's quite a few ships to design and implement, you know. So hopefully we will see close to that number. You know, if they make 750, I think that's great. I think 700 is a more realistic goal for it, and I think 750 is kind of a stretch, believe it or not. Also, actually, was mentioned by Ken Ruggiero. Ruggiero. Ken, please. Forgive me for maligning your name, because I have no clue how to pronounce it. I really don't. Never heard it, and I'm just... which he mentioned, of course, the Armada Unity. As I mentioned last week, we're missing some of the books. In this case, he mentioned the Star Armada Unity versions of Alien Armada, Distant Armada, and Battleship Armada. And then I know, and then there's, of course, the potential stretch goal of releasing Rumors of War, which we did mention last week. And Steve Cole came back and mentioned actually this morning, and he said, yeah, Stomata, I forgot that one. He said he'll get it added right now. The problem is finding a piece of art that Daniel Cat, I think is his name. I've emailed back and forth with Daniel a little bit when it comes to Andromedans, actually not Andromedans. I was discussing with him tractor beams and what he thought he had them do. And I went, no, this does not work. And he modified it. So it's more like Starfleet Battles. Yes, I know anyone who's listened to this podcast long enough knows says, we already know this story. It's like, God, forgive me. But anyhow, he said, you know, the piece of art that Daniel wants to use and nobody can find. So, which means they're having a hard time finding that one. And one thing actually Steve Call did mention, which I did not know this, which is about the whole F&E war book. Steve Call said, I don't know if we will do a single integrated F&E war book as a simple collation? Okay. Coalition of the component books produce the same effect and it's easier to update. So, I think that word is wrong, but okay. Forgive me. I think the word he was looking for is consolidation. Yeah, I think the word he was looking for is consolidation. So, anyhow, moving forward. So that's what ADP is like their New Year's resolution is to complete these things. You know, just like he says, they're goals. But if you really think about it, New Year's resolutions are basically goals that we set for ourselves. Usually means eating better or exercising more or I've just listened to one podcast and this one person had a goal of reading 12 books in a year, you know, one book a month. And this year he said, okay, well, I did 12. I can upgrade to 15. So now he's going to try to read 15 books in a year, which it's doable. Depends upon the books in my mind. I've got a couple books. Like there's this one book, which is actually, I'm not sure anybody knows about, Bishop Robert Barron. I'm now reading, he has this one called Vitamin Paradoxes. And what happens is he introduces a paradox and discusses the topic about it. It's like 3 pages long. And when I first got the book, I read like 3 of them in a row. And after that, my brain was kind of bulging kind of thing. It wasn't absorbing anything. So I realized, okay, wait a minute. This is not the kind of book that you can sit down and just read one after the other. You can't. You have to sit and you read one of them a day. And then that allows you to formulate and contemplate on what that paradox is and how that relates to you, how that integrates to what your belief system is. Because Lord knows that's part of, to me, that's always part of a belief system, is that you take new information about what you find about, you know, what's integrated with all your current beliefs are and integrating that. And if there's a conflict, okay, resolving the conflict, whether that means completely abandon, you say, okay, well, that's false, and just let it go. Or recognizing some truth in that and integrating that as part of your own belief system. So, sorry if I went off on them. I was gonna say religious, but it's not religious. You know, it's just, it's about learning. You know, in this case, not learning, it's more like growing as a person. Because, I'm sorry, if you are stagnant, you're not really living, are you? moving forward, I will actually go into a game called, well, let's start with the, actually, this is probably going to be a short discussion, but I'm going to bring them up anyway. And actually, for those people who actually own an account, you should be seeing an email go out this weekend, because I should have definitely have time, given that the one thing that's happened is one thing I was going to be doing on Saturday morning got canceled. So just because it's going to be too darn cold, which is fine. You know, Lord knows. Actually, the one thing I saw about this, about tomorrow, is that there's some schools that are already closed. They're saying we're closed. We're not going to put our students at risk. It's going to be too cold out there. We don't want anyone to have issues. So they're just closing the schools. And that's fine. No, I don't not see a problem with that, given how cold it's supposed to get. Now, moving forward, and that is, let's start with Starfleet Warlord. There, my New Year resolution is, number one, to create a web-based client and make that available to people. Because of, I would love to have it so people can install desktop clients, but it's come, the one thing that has come it's coming more and more obvious to me, is that desktop environments are being more and more hostile to installing programs. They're more and more hostile to it with antivirus. Because I'm sorry, if I'm going to develop something, I'm not going to be developing it in the native language, the native programming language for that platform. So I like to use something that's going to be more generic, that can actually be multi-platform. Unfortunately, that doesn't leave much, because of a lot of these, you know, cross-platform things don't really, aren't the greatest. You know, obviously, I'm not going to be redoing my whole thing in Unity and then try to have that communicate with my servers. You know, Unity is not designed for that. So what I'm probably, so to me, that means web-based, a web-based aid. So then you have it so it has all the functionality that currently is available in the aid, which fortunately, when it comes to Starfleet Warlord, is not that much. But starting with at least a beta, have it so people can do at the very least. Well, I think it can do, if I put my mind to it, I can probably get it done in 3 months, if that's my only focus. 6 months if it's a primary focus, and take me all year long if I do it on and off. But I got to make some progress on that. I've already done a lot of the back end work, and actually there, I looked at it and I was discussing it with Dirk and his friend, who are starting a new gaming company. And one thing that after discussing with him, I'm definitely, if I'm going to do this web-based, there's certain things I'm probably going to want to have that are more, the idea is that the server can validate those commands and allow you to actually submit them and say, here, can you validate this for me? So that the client can be a little dumber when it comes to that kind of thing. So it can easily be fixed and updated. Well, it could be either one, really. But in any case, obviously the backend is going to have to validate any orders that it gets. But anyway, so that's my goal, is to have a web-based client. I'm not going to worry about a mobile client, but if I can have, because I'm going to do a web-based client, I'm going to do a responsive design, i.e. have it so you can actually use the browser within a tablet to log into your account. I'm not going to focus too much on phones, because to be honest, I'm still going to try to get responsive design so you can actually use a phone. Because that's one thing, and if you've listened to me long enough, you've heard me talk about it, which is many, many, many years ago, there was a magazine that, you know, they had a choice of either going for an app that actually got installed on your iPhone, or they want to go completely web-based. And they decide, okay, we're not going to pay the, I think it's 30% to Apple. They say, no, we can't afford that. So they went completely web-based. And it's the, in my mind, it's one of the best implementation of web-based. And they did not try to make it look native, which I think people do that. I think that's the wrong approach to do. They don't want to make it look naked. If it's actual, you know, inside a browser, which you know it's a browser, have it so it acts like a browser app. But anyhow, that's for Starfleet Warlord. That's number one. Number two, that is, improve, you know, try to have it so that at the very least we can have beginners games and advertise the beginners games so that people will join them. Even if I can't have an automated system, which I think is the ultimate goal, have it so people can individually play, and so you can have those demo games. Also, people can, as I mentioned, this is last year or year before last, the whole idea of having it so that you can play by yourself while you're waiting for the next full game to start. So you can get people, the idea is to keep people involved in Starfleet World. They're going to the website and say, oh yeah, there's a new game starting and next week. Okay, great. You know, I'll sign up for it. Obviously, I'm still going to send out the mailings and so forth because I know there's some people that are always involved in the current game. And definitely, you know, if I can get it so that it is a constant game, you know, if I can get it automated, I can possibly even play, have more games going on at the same time. Especially if I can get on, and those truly automated games are going to be the ones that are going to be require. There's only one way to do it. There's no manual. Everyone's going to have to do it electronically. You have to type in your orders and so forth. It's going to be completely hands-off by me. That will allow me to actually expand and extend and grow a heck of a lot easier. Obviously, that will let me to focus on the customers a lot more than focus on trying to run the games and keeping the games running smoothly. Those are my two resolutions for the year for Starfleet Warlord. I think those are two critical ones. A stretch one that if I really want to, I'm going to stretch it for Starfleet Warlord would be the implementing of the an automated have to the whole process for processing turns can be automated. That's a stretch. At the very least, if I can. One which I'd like to at least try to get to is at least get some work done on moving towards that. It doesn't have to be completed, but it has to be moved towards that. That's for Starfleet Warlord. SFB Online and FedCom Online. Now, my resolution for this is one thing. Actually, there's two things. Number one, get more of the ships converted. Hopefully, I'd like to do is get 100% converted by the end of this year. Because we got 30% to go. I think we can get that done. Number two, I would like to have, and I've already done a lot of the back end work. I need to work on some more though. And that is, have it so that you can actually watch the games, not play the games, but watch the games using a web browser. Possibly even chat back and forth. But because I've done a lot. I've done a lot of the back end work. The whole idea of this kind of sounds strange. An IRC, because anyone who actually knows SFB Online's game server, it's based on the IRC server. I know it's not exactly game friendly, but it works. It's an expandable, extendable IRC server that I'm using. It's public domain. Not public domain. It's free. It's open source. Sorry. Gotta get this right. Now, the one thing, I've been adding a JSON API for it so you can actually log in, kind of log in via a web browser or anything that's using JSON as its protocol. Obviously, you still need to know some. Currently, I'm trying to simplify it down just a little bit. But first trying to get it so it consistently can work and have it so, because I'm getting some things wrong when it comes to that. But I'm not too terribly worried about getting it so that the JSON APIs are pretty and they're nice and they're easy. Right now, I just want to have them so they kind of duplicate what the IRC protocol is. And that's the first step, and have it so you can actually use it as kind of an IRC client. And that's the first step in the process. Because after that, then you can move forward to the next thing, which is actually retrieving, because part of those messages that are sent back and forth are going to be for the game pieces, you know, the information about that, all that kind of thing. And then at that point, then have it so that obviously the first step is going to be, okay, first finish the back end. So the currently I just have it using curl to do the JSON back and forth. Next, after that, is going to be, okay, create an IRC client, in a web-based client that uses this JSON API. And after that, then move towards, okay, now let's see if we can get it so that it can actually view the game, you know, get all the information that is actually reported back through the IRC protocol, because I extended the protocol for the game, and see how, if I can get it so that I actually can view an ongoing game. And at that point, that I would have reached my goal, i.e. that is my New Year's resolution for the year, is to get those two things done for SFB Online. It's relatively small, but kind of reminds me of my, I've got an Apple Watch. So one of the things it does every single week is it keeps an eye out on how much movement I've done. You know, make sure that I've moved enough and expend enough calories each day, and says, oh, you got a goal of, I think it's currently set to 980. And what we'll do is at the end of the week, you know, if I've really been doing good, and actually December, I was doing really good. I was working over 1,100 almost every single day, somewhere between 1,000 to 1,100 every single day. And at the end of the week, you know, beginning of next week, it goes, hey, you know, you're doing really good. Why don't we shoot the goal, instead of being, let's say, 950, let's shoot it all the way up to 1,050. And I go, no. Because I didn't want to bite off more than I can chew. I didn't want to feel like I'm being forced to try to achieve a goal which takes a concerted bit of effort. Yes, I know that any goal is going to require effort, but I'd rather do small steps to get to that goal than say, okay, we got to do this, and then have it so that I have some days that I've succeeded and some days that I fail. I don't want to do that. I'd rather have it so that I go and I do my exercise, you know, I keep moving around and so forth, make sure, you know, I stand more often than not. You know, that I go for my walks and I do activities. You know, I keep myself moving. I don't just sit in a chair all day long. So, but, you know, the whole idea is to have small goals and then make them so they're reachable. Not, not the required, what's called really considered work. Because the idea is to have a goal that is makeable, and therefore it may, you know, you can achieve it, but it can still remain to a certain degree fun. You know, Lord knows, I just got a goal from the Apple Watch. I said, oh, you know, your challenge, your January challenge, if you decide to accept it, and I'm not really going to accept it, which is you walked over 180 miles in December. Hey, for your January challenge, you need to go 211 miles. Walk 211 miles. I calculated it out. That required me to be out there walking for somewhere between an hour and 45 minutes to 2 hours. Because I'd have to walk 7 miles a day to achieve that on average. That's a tough goal to keep up with. So I went, forget that. So I've got to see what kind of goal I'm going to be doing for my exercise goal for this week. But that's why I want to make the goals for SFB Online and Starfleet Warlord doable. I don't want to have it so that it requires me to come home, shut myself in my office, and work for 3 to 4 hours a night. That's not living. I want to be able to come in, you know, come home, quote unquote, come home, because I work from home. And work for like an hour, maybe 2 hours a night, you know, and just have it so it's fun. If it's not fun, it's work. And if it's work, why would you want to do it? If it's just drudgery, and the whole idea is to have this as fun. You know, that's one of the reasons why I keep doing what I do, because I enjoy it. You know, I've got lots of great plans. Now the question is, and I could probably, if I could actually quit my day job, I could probably get them all done. But that day job pays for having this roof over my head, and so I'm not out in the freezing cold. So I think with that, we're going to wrap up this evening. I don't have another topic. And I think I've definitely expanded on the topics as far as I think we want to. We don't want to just kind of try to maintain length. So, have a nice little chat with some people. But overall, you know, it was a good night to talk about what Steve Cole has for his goals, you know, his New Year's resolutions, and what I have for my two things for a New Year's resolution. Now, when it comes, there's one thing actually I should mention for SFB Online is my stretch goal is to implement either Starfleet Marines or Starfleet or Stormata into the client. I prefer actually at this moment Marines, because I think Marines would be really cool, because I'd like to play Marines, but I have no one to play with. And if I could have implemented part of the client, I'm sure I can play it more and have a lot more fun. So with that, I am Paul Franz, and I bid you a good night. You too, Dave.